first of all, where does Mr. Museveni get money to dole out to individuals? Does Mr. Museveni own the national currency, the national budget? There's no such thing like going to Mr. Museveni to get money. Mr. Kyagulanyi knows so well, and I challenge him to a public debate so that he can convince people that actually went to Mr. Museveni and takes money. The same way the party elites gets money from the national budget, in the same way, a former leader of the opposition, at the end of his term, was given ex gratia. It is lawful, it was properly processed. He simply wanted to hide his other problems over which I've been challenging him and other leaders in the party, and they don't want to act on them. At one stage, you said that I'm corrupt. How you say somebody is corrupt and you do not take them to court or challenge them in court, and you continue, you know, talking about it out of turn, is something I cannot comprehend. But I can tell you and the entire world that it has nothing to do with that money. I know Mr. Kyagulanyi and his people close to him so well. I know what they intended to do, which they have not succeeded in doing. They simply desired to character assassinate me because they fear the internal challenge in the party.
Honorable, some people are saying, particularly from the NUP, that you are probably doing the bidding of President Museveni by causing division within the NUP, or that you are being groomed to run for president in 2026. So let's take first, are you planning on running for president in 2026?
First of all, who is causing the divisions in the NUP? Who started this whole thing about Mathias Mpuuga eating Mr. Museveni's money? Who started it? Whoever started it actually was interested in retaining NUP as an individual because it doesn't want competition in NUP. And believing that by pushing me out, to be a lone actor. Make no mistake, those who are hounding me know without a shadow of a doubt that I am competent, that actually I'm more competent than them, that actually this country is looking for leaders over the coming years. It could be 2026, it could be beyond. They actually know that in the corridors of power, my name is surfacing. Those who are discussing national politics and leadership have my name on the front pages. So I'm not surprised that their fear is about what I can become, even when I've not announced it. Can I assure you that I am capable of being a presidential candidate and even president? But when it is necessary, and if I think that it's time for me to be part of that platform, I'll announce it. I am not a lone player. I prefer to take decisions after consultation and aware that I have the support of those I work with across. So I cannot apologize for being competent.